First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio. This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
There you go again, talking about reparations. There you go, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. You say all your ancestors were slaves, and that's the reason that you ought to get paid. You want something for nothing, you monkeys are all the same. You're putting all of the blame on whites. We violated your civil rights, but your civil rights movement is nothing but a shakedown game. So there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. There ain't a slave still living today to tell me why do you think we should pay for what we didn't do and what didn't happen to you. We can always go back home where the monkeys and the baboons roam. And if you ain't satisfied, that's exactly what you ought to do. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. We don't owe you a damn thing. Man, you gotta be out of your mind. So take your reparations and stick them where the sun don't shine. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. We don't owe you a damn thing. Hey, you gotta be out of your mind. So take your reparations and stick them where the sun don't shine. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. You go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. I said, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me.
Yes, talk about reparations. Reparations, people. Isn't it amazing that we talk all day, every day? We try to come together, and then not the proud blacks, but the niggers. The niggers want reparation. I wanted to start my show off with reparation because it just pissed me off when I read the crap going on in the newspaper, and I read the crap, and nobody wants to take up, not against the proud blacks. Not against the proud blacks, never, because they're our friends. They're true Americans. They bust their ass. They don't give a damn what color they are. They're going to take care of their family, just like the white community is. So, but it's these niggers, these crackers, these hunkies. They're all over, and nobody says anything. we just let them go and go and go. And well, I'm going to keep emphasizing it. If you people don't want to hear it, that's your business. And I want to say, before we get going, I want to say hello to all the great, hardworking men and women at the U.S. Steel in Granite City. I was up in Granite City last week, and you guys that aren't working at the steel foundries ought to be thankful. I worked as a timekeeper one summer, waiting to go back to college, and I'm glad I did, because that kept me incentivized. I would never work in the steel factories. It's dirty, it's hard, it's very dangerous, and I guess it pays fairly well, but I want to salute those guys, because they do something that I wouldn't do. There's a lot of jobs that I wouldn't do that good people do. So when you drive by the steel factories, when you see anybody out there busting their ass, I don't care if they're a sanitary engineer, I don't care if they're a landscaper, I don't care if they're a bricklayer, these guys all bust their ass. So I want to, again, as always, thank the hardworking men and women of this great country. You guys never get your just dues, but I'll give it to you today and every day, because I respect and admire the great job. But I want to put a special thanks again out, and a special hello to all the hardworking, the great men and women at U.S. Steel, and all the steel factories, all the manufacturing factories, all the factories, all the hard workers throughout this great United States. I want to thank you today and every day. And I know a lot of people say, hey, we don't like Bob Romanek. And you know what I say to that? I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if anybody likes me. You can be a steel worker, an iron worker, and not like me, but I respect you. I respect all you guys for what you do today and every day. You know, we talk about race situations all the time. I'm driving down Frank Scott Parkway in Belleville. Well, it's Fairview, I guess, or Swansea, one of the two or the three. And I pass the remodeled Huck's there at 159 and Frank Scott Parkway. I'm going east. I'm going east on Frank Scott Parkway, and you guys see all these signs that say such and such, adopt a highway signs, whoever's responsible, you know, the United Boys Club of America or this group or the VFW, that adopt a highway, and they clean, they're responsible for the next mile, and they want to keep that going and going. I don't know how often those people actually come out and clean their mile of the highway. But drive down Frank Scott Parkway, right past 159 going east. It's about a half a mile down. It's on the right-hand side of the road. It's a St. Clair County Adopt a Highway sign. You guys have seen them all over. And you know who adopted the mile there? Blacks in Government. I could not believe that. I'm going to call St. Clair County, because I want... And I'm going to support a mile for whites in government. I can't believe that they would do that. But now, let me try to put whites in government. You see the crap, and you see the problems I'm going to have. Now, I know everybody's driven by and saw it. And you know what they've said? Well, we better let it go. We better let it go, because we don't want to stir up any crap. We don't want people to think we're racist. Well, I think that's on its face is racist. You guys know the signs, adopt a highway, and it's got whoever's going to adopt a highway for the next mile, and it's blacks in government. Now, I guarantee you there's not a blacks in government group. Guarantee you there's not a blacks in government group. But because somebody black wanted to put up that sign, they said, what's the group? Well, we're blacks in government. Well, I'm going to put up a sign, whites in government. Now, I'm going to see how that flies. Now, that's St. Clair County. Now, you guys all know how I get along with the St. Clair County people, but I think it's going to be interesting, because I know they're going to try at some point in time, to stop me or say it can't be done. But I guarantee you, you haven't heard the last of this, and I haven't heard the last, because I guarantee you that I'm going to go with it stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, let's stay on this black subject momentarily. There's a last James Bond movie with the James Bond guy. He's been James Bond the last two or three times. And but after that, after this going to be the 25th Bond, you know who the 25th James Bond's going to be? Lashawna Lynch. She's a black female. And that's you can pick it up on Fox. You can pick it up everywhere you want. Lashawna Lynch is going to be the next James Bond. She's going to be black. Isn't it unbelievable? It has to go that way because they have to show that, you know, they're part of society. And they are. The blacks, the whites, we're all part of this society. But it's 16-70% now. They've got us going. You guys hear me every day, every day. They do what they want. We let them go. They shoplift, and we're the owners in the store, smile as they walk out the door and don't pay their bill. You don't think they're coming back tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day? Hell yes, they are. But it just hit me. And I'm not a big James Bond fan. I'm not a big movie fan. But to have the new James Bond after this next James Bond's out, I think it'll be out here shortly. The next James Bond will be Lashawna Lynch, a black lady. She'll take over, and I don't know if she's going to call Jamie Bond or what the hell her name's going to be, but do you see how the minority has pushed the majority in Hollywood? The minority has pushed the majority in Hollywood to do this. Now, I sit back, not a racist, I'm a realist, and I think, why the hell does it have to be a black James Bond? It's always been a white James Bond. I guess we're going to have to take some of these black figures and let white people play them. Whoa, you can't do that. As soon as you do that, you know what's said. Hey, you're a racist. You're a racist. You're trying to take away our heritage. You're trying to take away our history. And that's probably true. You know, history is what it is. You can't redo history. You can't redo the past. You can't redo the present. Now, you can redo the future. You can learn from your mistakes. All of us can, black, white, men, women, and make things different in the future. But the past is the past. We cannot get rid of all the Confederate statues, everything in the books. We can't get rid of that word Confederacy. I'm surprised that Omar Smomar, this ignorant bitch, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the Congress bitch from New York, I'm surprised she hasn't made some kind of a resolution or some kind of law getting rid of that word Confederate. Because when a black, not a proud black, but a nigger hears that word Confederate, they get all upset and they can't work for a week or, well, they don't have a job, so it doesn't make any difference. But you understand, they push any minor situation and they make it major. And they make it major because we sit back and don't do a damn thing about it. We let it go, and they think, let that go. We'll let something else go. We'll see how far we can push it. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Adam. You're on the dark side.
Hear you're feeling better.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I don't mean to deviate from the subject here, but I read something about J.B. Pritzker over the weekend that really, really ticked me off. And do you mind if I tell you about it? I don't know if you read it or not. Well, I just want to bring it to your attention.
If it's not an all-day synopsis, go right ahead.
No, it won't be. So they're going to start taxing trade-in car values. It's going to be like an extra $1,200 on top of the tax that you're already going to be taxed on whenever you buy a car. 2 points on that. Where's that money going, and how the heck can they tax us on a piece of property twice for two different things?
Well, Adam, let me tell you, Adam, you can hold on. Don't hang up on me. Number one, this is the state of Illinois. Number one, this is a state that has the most corrupt governors ever. This is a state that Madigan has been ruining the state for several decades. They can do what they want when they want. They can tax a tax and another tax, and it's legal if they want to do it. And the only way we can stop it, as I say every day, is get these rotten, ignorant, no-count, good-for-nothing son-of-a-bitchin' bastards out of office. Go ahead.
Well, I was just I think, isn't there something in the Constitution that saves us from a double tax?
Adam, now come on. You're smarter than that. They've taken that Constitution and they've twisted it and turned it. That Constitution is a great starting point, but everybody has a different interpretation of the Constitution in this day and age. Don't you agree?
I do agree. It's going to the point where it's more there for the politicians than it is for us.
Well, sure it is. Now, you're telling me if I buy an old car, I get taxed on the purchase price, and then how do I get taxed again?
Yeah, I just think there should be something there that's stopping them from doing that. I hear they're trying to make deals. The car industry's trying to make deals with the politicians to get that taken care of and taken away, but... Well, yeah, I just read it and it just ticked me off. I just, like I said, wanted to bring it to your attention.
Well, here, Adam, I'm asking you. I buy a used car, or I buy an old car or a car, and I pay taxes on it. Then how do they say they're hitting you with another tax?
Oh, it's on trade-in car value. So you buy a car, say it's new, 10 years down the road, you want to trade that car in. Well, you're being taxed on the value of that car being put toward the new car.
You know what, I read something about that, but that is amazing. Well, they're going to tax you getting the car and getting rid of the car then.
Yeah, so the getting rid of the car, they're taxing you on the value being put in toward the new car, but that's you're getting taxed on the same piece of property twice. That's the thing that just, you know, wowed me. It's like, I don't know how they can do that. I really don't understand it.
Okay, Adam, thank you very much for the call. We'll look into that. But see, you good people, you just heard what Adam said and I say time and time again. There's so many laws that took effect July the 1st. There's so many new taxes that took effect July the 1st. And we don't know hardly any of them. I bring them up. Adam brought this one up. Now, I did read it. Now, you buy a brand new car, you pay tax. Then when you sell it 5 years down the road, whatever that car's worth, you have to pay a resales tax on that. Now, a lot of you people didn't know that, but that's a fact. But that's just one of many taxes that they're pushing out that we don't know about. Did any state rep or state senator in your district ask you about, hey, what do you think about this tax? Did any of them ask you about what you thought about raising the sales, the tax on the gasoline? Did they ask you anything about this marijuana situation? Did anybody get asked by their state rep or state senator? Did they have a meeting? Did they have a town hall meeting? Hell no, but you'll have town hall meetings every day when they're running for office. They'll come up and kiss your ass, kiss your dog's ass, mop your floor. Isn't it amazing? Once a week they have town hall meetings when they're running for office. And as you can see, all these presidential candidates are having the same thing. They're having meetings and meetings and meet with people. But they're not going to have a meeting with you when they tell you in the state of Illinois that your taxes are going to be raised by $45 billion. And who the hell, you good people out there, who the hell you think's paying that $45 billion at the end of the day? Somebody will say, well, it's federal money. They're sending a bunch of federal money down. Whoever says that's an idiot, because that federal money is our money that we send to Washington, D.C. It's our state money that we send to Springfield, Illinois, and Jefferson City, Missouri. That's our money. It's recycled. So for anybody to think, hey, we're getting a deal, it's not costing us anything, we're getting a grant, you people better wake up, because it's bad and it's getting worse. You good people need to get a copy. Call Springfield, call Jeff City, get a copy of all the new laws that they've reenacted for July the 1st and some for January 1st of next year. You guys will be more pissed than me. I mean, there's liable to be a riot at that time. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Over here in the city, the corrupt city hall down there, on my personal property tax, I looked up in the corner, there's a fee or a tax, and I called them and said, how are you going to charge a tax upon a tax? And they said, well, that's just the way it is. You know, the next you're going to be taxing me for being white. Well, they already do that. They're looking at blacks drive around. I didn't say blacks. These niggas drive around with no plates, no spire tax, but yet take it out of Whitey, out of his eye. He'll pay for it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Arnold Schwarzenegger married into that liberal family. Even he said that in his younger days. you go to black before you was famous. He said, you guys, well, just putting it mildly, he used the F word. He said, you guys screw up everything you touch. And soon enough, as this country becomes mostly non-white, it's over with, Bob.
Yeah.
It's over. We're going to be a third world, a hole, as they call it, with no running water. They can't run nothing. Everything they touch, they screw up. And it's always trying to get over, out of work, and looking for a free give out. This country's in big trouble. Once we become mostly non-white in 20 years, it's over with, Bob.
You know what, Jim? Thanks for the call. And I agree with you. I think it's going to take more than 20 years, but I don't think it's going to come to that point. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. And I think at some point, the proud white and proud black community, and I think they're at the point right now of talking to each other, to coming together and saying, look what's going on. This is not going to survive. This country is not going to survive the way we're going. But good luck to you, Jim. And yeah, there is tax after tax after tax, and there's going to continue to be tax after tax after tax after tax until we stop it. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning,
so,
sir.
My understanding on this tax on the trade-ins, when you become a dealer in Illinois, the state of Illinois, you automatically get forced to be their Secretary of State. Means you buy a car in Illinois at the dealership, they do all the title work, they do all the state fees and state, so you automatically have to do that. What I understand is it's a vehicle that's worth more than $10,000 on your trade-in value, they're going to tax you on that. So you buy this vehicle 5 years ago, you pay tax on it. Now you turn it back in, you're going to pay tax on that vehicle that you trade in, plus the vehicle that you're buying new. So now Porky Pig Pretzler, he's got it figured out. Because the people, if you go to Missouri and you try to avoid that tax, those dealerships do not have to do all that. You have to bring your paperwork to Illinois. So they still can double tax you. They'll see what you got on your trade-in. If it's your trade-in's over $10,000, they can go ahead and tax you on that. I don't know how he got away with this. My point is, and I'm seeing all these taxes and everybody's torqued off, wait till he starts with the gun, because that's exactly on their agenda. They want to be California so bad, and when he starts on the guns, he's going to have a lot of issues. What do you think?
You know, Mark, I agree with you, and what you're saying is self-perpetuating. Now, he bought the car. 5 years down the road, he sold the car, so he has to pay the taxes on the value of the used car he's selling. He buys the new car. Now, the new car, 5 years down the road, after he paid taxes to buy the car, 5 years down the road, he's got to pay a second tax. See, that's a double tax that'll keep going and going and going, and before you know it, there'll be more taxes than that. Something will come up, and there'll be more taxes than that. I bought a Rolls Royce over in St. Louis. They didn't do any of the paperwork. I ended up having to pay about $13,000 in sales tax when I brought it across the river. And then I had to take it over here. But I'll tell you, Mark, and everybody else, if we don't come together, and you sound like a very intelligent white man, proud white man, Mark, if we don't come together, and I know you're not a racist, I know you don't dislike people because of the color of their skin, but between the politicians and this racial strife, I think our country's in big trouble down the road.
I believe you're correct, Bob. And that's why when I call you, I talk about you being a national treasure, and you chuckle and you laugh. But see, Bob, you can say the things that a lot of us can't say. You know, you have a little bit of that, what you call man makeup.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have much man makeup. So if I, as my job, go out and say the things that you say, I will be crushed. They will financially ruin me, which is kind of funny because you think about it. Nowadays in the United States, if you have the money, you have some rights. It's just like gun rights in Illinois. If you don't have the $300 to get all of the hoops and everything to be able to use your Second Amendment rights, it takes money to do this and to re-up every 2 or 3 or 4 years, however they've got it scheduled now. But, you know, you have the right to say what you say, because you can tie these people up in court, and that's why I'm saying it's so important for you to get your message out. thank you again.
Well, Mark, thank you very much. And I hope you win the lottery and win about $10 million. And then me and you'll work together, because I think with $10 million, you'll probably be worse than I am. And again, thank you very much, Mark. That's awful nice of you for the compliment. We've got a lot of callers. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, I'm not going to take it anymore. We've got another Mark, not the same Mark. Let's go ahead and clear some of these calls. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Thanks, Bob. I want to preface by saying I respect Illinois State Police and the job they do.
Well, good.
But when I have a complaint and see something, I need to talk about it, and this is a good forum to do that. I'm a tractor trailer driver, Chicago to St. Louis. Now, I want to say I don't know whether this Fred Flintstone we got for looking governor we got.
Hey, Mark, you apologize to Fred Flintstone because I liked him back in the day. Now, come on. Don't beat
he
up.
He looks just like it. but here's the thing. Between Saturday and Sunday from Chicago to St. Louis, I don't know whether they've got the weekend off, but not one state trooper to be found between Chicago and St. Louis. When you hit Grundy County, it seems like the four-wheelers, if they're on the way to a Cardinal game, whatnot, they form like a caravan in the left lane, 4 to 5 inches off each other's bumper. That is a passing lane. They do not respect anybody in the right lane. Now, they also come out with this new move over. If a cop has assisting someone on the shoulder, you have responsibility to get over in the left lane. How are you going to do that when they won't let you pass?
Right, into
the left. That's number one. Number two, they make such a big with the deal with these stupid LED overhead signs with their clever little DOT sayings trying to be cute. People don't give a damn about those little sayings. They're supposed to, you know, like buckle up or, you know, drop your phone and drive. And those mean nothing. 99.999% of everybody that I see has got a cell phone texting right in front of their face. That's not being enforced. And number three, the speed control. It's 55 miles an hour when you leave Chicago about the 250-mile marker, and everybody's doing 80-plus mile an hour. Yeah. It's just a joke. So they've lost control of the interstates. Well, Mark, that's all I had to say.
Mark, thank you for the call, and you be safe. I really respect truck drivers. Because without you guys, we don't have any product to buy at the store. But I have to disagree with you, Mark. It's not the troopers. Don't blame the state troopers if they're not out on the highways. It's the politicians' fault. They tell the troopers when they can have special assignments. They tell the head of the state police what they want, and the head of the state police just shoots it down to their men. If there's no, and I don't believe there weren't any troopers. You probably didn't see any, but I'm sure they're out and about. But don't ever blame the police department for their management style, because the management style from all these police departments comes from the politicians to the director of the state police to the chief of police, and they're the ones that dictate it. So, again, I have to disagree with you. I've got nothing but complete faith and confidence in all of our Illinois state troopers. I think they do an excellent job. I think their job is very dangerous, and I thank them. But I can understand you, Mark, driving up and down the highway, how it pisses you off. But I think you're wrong on that. I think they're out there. Maybe you were just fortunate enough not to see them. So thank you very much for the call, Mark. You know, I don't talk much national politics, as you guys know, because you can get it every day. But it really pisses me off. Trump, you know, I love Trump. I'm beginning to love Trump more and more every day. He's on these bastard women's ass from these four congressional districts, and he tells them, go back to where you came from. He's telling these Democratic congresswomen, and three of them were born in the United States, and he's just screwing with them. But the news media, they born and raised in the United States. That's not what he meant. He meant go back to your ancestry. If you want to fix something, fix your ancestry and your countries of your great-great-great-grandfathers, and then come back. And then maybe we can do something with ours. But I'll tell you, they are so pissed at him. And I honestly think this is going to kill. At some point in time, I think the Democrats are going to kill each other. And I don't think there's going to be much of a race. But what I like about Trump, that son of a bitch just doubles down, triples down. And he's telling them, you better apologize. He says, if Democrats want to unite around the foul language and racist hatred spewed from the mouths and actions of these very unpopular and unrepresentative congresswomen, it would be interesting to see how it plays out. I can tell you that they have made Israel feel abandoned by the United States. And these four congresswomen, they have. I think most of the mainstream Democrats, they're pissed. And I don't know what's going to happen, but this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that big mouth bitch, she's going to keep it up. Now, she's getting popular. She is popular in her small congressional district, but throughout this United States, she's just one of many.
And, you know, I don't think anything she says is going to help the Democratic Party. I honestly think what it's going to do, it's going to divide the Democratic Party more than it's been divided. And at this point in time, I don't think the Democrats need that, but they're getting a lot of it. And now with 24 candidates, potential candidates for the Democratic nomination for president in 2020, I think they're going to go off the charts, but it's yet to be seen. There's still plenty of time, and I'm sure the Republicans have put their foot in their mouths several times, but when you have this kind of infighting with one party or another party, this infighting and family fighting, it does no good, and I think it's going to really be bad. I want to salute, and I don't know why he did it, and you people may not even know about it, but Ted Cruz, he leads a backlash, and he's pissed at the Tennessee governor because the governor signed a proclamation honoring an early Ku Klux Klan leader. Governor Bill Lee was under fire, they say, by both Democrats and Republicans Friday. He signed a bill designating Saturday, July the 13th as Nathan Bedford Forrest Day, a day of special observance honoring a Confederate general who was a leader, early leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Governor Bill Lee signed it because he said, "I signed the bill in quotes because the law requires that I do that, and I haven't looked at changing that law," Lee said Thursday. It's the law that says that he was a general and a delegate to the 1868 Democratic Convention. He was also a slave owner. But the law says that there are 6 days. He says Tennessee law stipulates that the governor must declare 6 days to be days of special observance. And that was one of the 6 days. Those days include Robert E. Lee Day, honoring the commander of the Confederate Army, Abraham Lincoln Day, Andrew Jackson Day, Confederate Decoration Day, celebrating the birth date of Confederate President Jefferson Davis, and Veterans Day. Now, they're all pissed at him, and I don't know if he was for it or against it, but he did what he had to do. These politicians, as you know, they want to change the laws. They don't want to vote on changing the laws. They just want to get in office and change the laws and make the laws the way they want them to be. And I want to salute Governor Lee because he stood tall in Tennessee and said, "Hey, I have to do what I have to do. I can't change the law." He said, some of the people plan on working with legislators to correct this issue. And until the issue's corrected, that's a law that the governor stood by, and I really salute him because I don't believe him to be a racist, but he did what he had to do. Now, he could have tried to fight and say, "Oh, I'm not going to do that," but somebody would have fought him and would have said, "Hey, that's what our state constitution says." So he's taking a little bit of heat, but like he said in his platform, "I can't change history. You good people can't change history, and we try to change history, we're all going to be in trouble. History is history. We have to live by it. We have to learn from it. We can't change it." But isn't it amazing? This is the first start these last few years of not the Proud Blacks, but the niggers trying to change our history. And at some point in time, I think it's going to be fruitless for them to do that, because once they change one thing, if they get the opportunity, they're going to change another and another, and it's not going to be pretty. Let's take one caller for a break. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on the dark side.
Oh, hello, Bob. I'm a very proud white man, and I was watching the news this morning about the 007 thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think when they go to redo Wonder Woman, we should have a transvestite, not had her junk gone yet. And that might make me feel better because of what they're doing to James Bond.
Yeah, you know what, though? If they have a transvestite that hasn't changed yet to a woman, I don't know, that tight outfit may hurt his wing-wang, don't you think?
That's the whole object behind it, Bob. Let him see what it's like.
Yeah, Chuck, seriously, before we go to break, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that the niggers will never, ever, ever, ever leave well enough alone? They got this, they got that, even though they're the vast minority. They've been treated fairly the last 10, 15, 20 years. Now, down the road, 50, 100, 200 years ago, I wasn't here, so I'm not taking responsibility for that. But it isn't amazing that they just won't stop, and now they want a black. That would be the last thing I'd think, that they'd be fighting for a black woman, James Bond, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's that damn Hollywood. You know, they're all leftists, and I'm tired of watching TV.
Yeah, Chuck, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate your call very much. I'm about to that point, too, because you never know what you get. You get all this crap. You get all this crap on the news. You know, the TV shows are one thing. You know that this black gal's not a real James Bond. You know she's not a superstar or a hero. You can, if you have to, live past that. But when you get news on CNN and MSNBC and CBS and ABC, you don't know what the hell you're getting. You're getting something that they're telling you. Maybe, I say maybe, it's newsworthy. Maybe it's true, but you really don't know. Then you have to get on the internet. Then you have to check the information you got on the internet, because you don't know if they're lying. You know, they're all pissed off at Facebook now, because Facebook are letting people just say whatever they want. They don't want to regulate what people say. And when you get on Facebook, you take it with a grain of salt. Hey, is this true? Is this not true? That's up to you to decide. You know, it's like being on a roller coaster. If you're afraid of a roller coaster, if a roller coaster makes you sick, don't get on it. You know what's happening when you get on a roller coaster, that it ain't going to be a pretty ride. It's going to be a bumpy ride. So don't get on and then get off. Don't get on at your own doings and then get off and bitch about it. You shouldn't have got on from the beginning. But see, that's the way people are. They want to have a bad situation. And if the situation was ever as bad as people bitched about it being bad, it really would be bad. But you know how people are. You know how people are. They want to have an experience. They didn't want to act like it was so bad. It was so bad when it's not. So before we take a quick break, and I know this may piss some people off, and I've said it 1,000 times before, when somebody dies, good, bad, or indifferent, you never hear anybody on TV or radio talk bad about, oh, he was a great guy, he cut his grass, he did this, he helped me build my shed. Well, what about the 4 people he killed last night? Well, he was a good guy, people loved him. And that's the situation we have here in Washington Park. You know, I spoke a couple days ago. Two innocent black ladies were killed in Washington Park within a 24-hour span. But now there's a big article by a black reporter, of course, in the Belleville News Slimocrat, big letters. Woman who was found in park dead was loved by many. Now, everybody that dies is loved by many. I don't know why that's a news article. You listen to him on televisions. A celebrity died. Oh, everybody loved him, and people talk about him. Why don't they talk about him good when they're alive? You know, Ross Perot, I talked about last week. They called him a little idiot. They made fun of him. The newspaper made fun of him. But now he's dead 20, 30 years after he stirred up his crap. And now, he was the greatest guy going. Well, if he was the greatest guy going now, why wasn't he the greatest guy going then? Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.
Cheers.